T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so women have been repressed this entire time.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's terrible. And do you know how it was done?
I'm sure it was men doing it.
Yeah, oh, of course. The University of Southern California has figured this out. And you know, this interested me because this is, I think, maybe going on here. Because, you know, I mean, it's you can practically see your breath when you breathe in here in my studio. It's frosty.
Yes.
In the summer. And you can't stay in here too long because your extremities will turn blue.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, this may have been a misogynistic plot against me to keep me from taking over the world because new study, okay? University of Southern California. Women perform much better than men when it's warmer.
There you go.
And they say, you know, women could be much further ahead in the workplace. And it might even be causing the wage gap, that the average temperatures in offices are kept at levels too cold for women, but perfectly fine for men.
See, that to me, that goes right along with the Green New Deal. We just do away with air conditioning.
Oh, and we got equality.
See,
right there.
There you go. There you go.
Problem solved. The study found, I kid you not, they actually studied this. The study found that when the room was about 9 degrees warmer, women got 9% more questions right on a quiz than usual, and men got 3% fewer.
So if it were 150, you'd have been perfect.
Yeah. So it's not my fault I didn't make the sale. It was the thermostat.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was being misogynistically repressed by the thermostat.
Oh, you just can't stop a train, can you?
No, you can't. You can't. See, this is why. This is why. This makes sense, right? Why I need producer Chris to be my backup brain. Because he's got a much more amenable temperature in there than I do. That's why I mentally malfunction. I'd be perfect if I was kept at the right temperature.
Most of the time, he's more heavily clothed than you are. That's not to say that you are scantily clothed. I'm just saying that he's wearing a lot of extra layers.
That's true. I do have a hoodie on right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if this is the case, Tara, then why is the upstairs men's restroom the coldest room in the building?
That is very true. Yeah.
To shrink the rise guy's egos?
Not going to go anywhere with that.
Half the city just called him to tell him what I just said. This is how I promote the show on The Rise, guys.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I can steal their audience. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's Thursday. We're going to Memorial Day weekend. I can't do this anymore. Well, where are we? Okay, as predicted by me just yesterday.
Yes.
That the Democrats would blame the tragic death of this 16-year-old who died of the flu on the border.
Yes.
That he brought with him from somewhere else.
Right.
And we're now finding out there was another girl who died in custody, I think, about 8 months ago, but
yes.
It hadn't been disclosed
right.
to the public, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the only conclusion that you can draw from this, and I predicted this, the Democrats would do this yesterday, is, of course, that Trump is trying to murder immigrants. I'm sorry, illegal immigrants. He's trying to murder them. Wait, what? Yes, this was Representative Lauren Underwood from Illinois. Is there a way we can just wall off Illinois? There's crazy people coming out of Illinois. They are nuts.
There is an effort to remove. There is actually a legitimate thing, and they know it can't be done, but they're wanting to take Chicago out of Illinois and make it a separate state. But that's all that just the other day. There's actually some Republicans that are trying to do that because the rest of Illinois is relatively sane, relatively mainstream.
Yeah.
But Chicago is just bad guano insane.
Well, here's a perfect example of bat guano insane. This is Democrat Representative Lauren Underwood. She's speaking to Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAlanine, who is over the Border Patrol. And he is there begging, because of the crisis, you know, for money that the Democrats have not provided. Begging for resources, but mostly begging to give the Border Patrol to change the rules that are acting as a magnet for a record number of people to come, 100,000 every month, And with child in tow so that they can be allowed to be released into the country. And then they just discard the child a lot of the time. It's not really their child. And he's begging them, please just change these rules. Just getting kids killed. And this is what she said to him.
This is obviously more than a question of resources. Congress has been more than willing to provide the resources and work with you to address the security and humanitarian concerns. But at this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear, that this is intentional. It's intentional. It's a policy choice being made on purpose by this administration, and it's cruel and inhumane. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day. We've asked for this resources 3 weeks ago. It hasn't been responded to by Congress, and we've asked for changes in authorities for the last 3 years that would have prevented this from happening.
Yeah, 3 years they've asked.
And that is absolutely irresponsible, and that is it's someone who
sick.
Is foolishly ignoring the fact that it is Democrat policies, Democrat judges, Democrat administrations that have brought us to this point with our border policy. These are the people that are responsible and have the blood on their hands of these children and others who die coming into this country because of the way that we are allowing people to come in without fear of prosecution and with the added benefit of benefits from the government for those who make it here. That's the attractive nuisance that the Democrats have allowed to happen with this country regarding immigration policy, illegal immigration policy. Ladies, the gentle lady from Illinois, the blood is on your hands, young lady.
Well, you know, and it's funny because we keep pointing out all the people who are dying because of the Democrats' policies, and they were the Republicans' policies in the last Congress. Let's not kid ourselves. There were enough Republican votes to change it, but Paul Ryan personally blocked the legislation that would have done that. He's not a good person. Neither are these Democrats. But to say that this is a deliberate policy to let people die, like they just let them die on the border. Meanwhile, Lee, what? We had a family. It's been 2 weeks now. We had a family of four wiped out, three of them killed, a 10-year-old and two parents. The 11-year-old is still fighting for their life. I can't find any evidence the person has died. I don't know what the state is in the hospital. They were in critical condition. Literally killed by a drunk driving illegal immigrant who had been released in a sanctuary city because he plowed into their trailer in California. Have you heard a single Democrat talk about that?
Oh, I've got a couple of more.
Nobody cares.
How about the Border Patrol agent that was killed because of Fast and Furious Eric Holder and Barack Obama? How about the four men that are dead in Benghazi, Libya because of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? There's some real blood and real deaths.
Well, here's another one for you. I mean, but contrast that, okay? She's so terribly concerned about this 16-year-old and this little girl who have died, right? She's just absolutely beside herself, right? But we got a 14-year-old hacked to death by MS-13 illegal immigrant gang members who, in a sanctuary city,
yes,
Prince George's County, Maryland, sanctuary city, they were in custody on other attempted murder charges from a year ago, sent to a youth facility. They were bonded out before they could face charges on those. And I said, please, God, let us come get them so they won't go on the run or hurt anybody else. They put a detainer on them. Prince George's County ignored it, sent them out the door, and they hacked a 14-year-old to death with a machete.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, where are the tears from Representative Lauren Underwood about that?
Good question.
Only the most recent to be hacked to death, teenager to be hacked to death with a machete, the preferred way of doing it, apparently, by the MS-13. You will never catch a Democrat ever acknowledging those deaths. Brutal, bloody, horrible. Their policies, their legacy, they don't count. They don't count.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is incredible. So you've got Representative Lauren Underwood basically accusing the Trump administration and the Border Patrol of deliberately attempting to murder illegal immigrant children because five have now died in their custody. It is amazing it's not more. I mean, these people come from third world countries, never been vaccinated. They're traveling through other countries that have different pathogens. They don't have the immunities. I mean, I can't believe more haven't died. And of course, they're bringing all those diseases here. And where do they put them? Right in our schools. But didn't matter, Lauren Underwood. She accused acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, of murder, along with the Border Patrol. They want to kill kids.
The security and humanitarian concerns, but at this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear, that this is intentional. It's intentional. It's a policy choice being made on purpose by this administration, and it's cruel and inhumane. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day. We've asked for this resources 3 weeks ago. It hasn't been responded to by Congress, and we've asked for changes in authorities for the last 3 years that would have prevented this from happening.
They don't care. Their plan is to do nothing. And by the way, she claims, oh, we tried to, you know, we've given you enough. We tried to do something. They did not. The New York Times just last week encouraged the Democrats to give the border funding to Trump because of the crisis. They haven't done jack. And that's according to the New York Times. Now, I want to contrast this, okay? I want you to hear the almost pathological, almost psychopathic, dead woodenness in this woman's voice, okay? So there's Lauren Underwood. Well, if kids whose parents brought them here and who the cartels brought here and they died because they were used because we created the magnet that brought them, then you're a murderer. But listen to what it sounds like when an illegal immigrant is murdered by machete. Can you imagine how painful that would be? Hacked to death, 14 years old, by another illegal immigrant because of sanctuary city policies. The two boys in question, self-professed MS-13 members, this is Prince George's County, were already being investigated for an attempted murder. They were put in a youth facility because they were like 17, 16 at the time. And they were released awaiting trial or adjudication. And ICE begged, please, let us pick them up. They're dangerous. Obviously, they're accused of attempted murder. What did Prince George's County do? Ignored ICE's detainer request. Let them go. And they proceeded to hack a 14-year-old to death after committing a kidnapping and robbery with her. Now, listen to the dead wooden voice. Let's contrast this with Representative Lauren Underwood. Oh, my God, you killed children by not getting their flu meds to them fast enough at the border. Okay, well, what happens when your Democrat professed policies lead to a 14-year-old girl being hacked to death by illegal immigrants who should have been in ICE custody, but you let them out? Listen to this. This is the Prince George's County Jail Director on why they let two self-confessed MS-13 attempted murder charged suspects go. Listen to the wooden lack of emotion in her voice.
It's a civil detainer. It's actually a request.
It's a civil detainer. It's actually a request.
Localities to hold inmates till ICE decides whether they want to come for them or not. And following that guidance, Prince George's County does not notify ICE.
That's her answer. She was asked, you know, you let two people accused of attempted murder go. Why'd you do that? Civil detainer request. Well, we don't notify ICE. Wooden. Hollow. Lady, a 14-year-old girl was just hacked to death with machetes. That's the real Democrat Party right there. And you can tell because they don't care about the victims. They do not. The only kind of dead child that matters is the kind at the border. Now, let's remember this. Brandon Judd, I can't play this enough times this week. People keep requesting it. After we learned that 30% of the kids that show up on the border in alleged family units are not actually with their family because of DNA, we've got on-the-spot DNA testing. And that a magnet's been created by the Democrats refusing to do anything about the policy that says, hey, if you got a kid, you got to get out of jail free card. Listen to how they are literally used, sexually abused, exploited, and dumped at the border. You will never hear a Democrat in tears over this.
These smugglers, they offer families money in order to use these children. I know sometimes these children are used multiple times.
Yeah, these children have been recycled over and over and over again. And when they get recycled, they're put into hands of pathological, dangerous people. We know that they're being used for exploitation, for indentured servitude. We know that they're being used as sexual exploitation. As they get recycled, they're not able to develop like a normal child would be able to develop. And of course, they're not going to be able to become productive citizens of any country, wherever they end up at, because of this exploitation. It's very disgusting to see how this works. And as I get a firsthand look at it, is that as I work on the border right now in RGV, I'm getting a firsthand look at exactly what's happening and the numbers. And frankly, it's staggering.
And people want to bring the children because why?
Well, they know that if they have a child, they're going to get released. If they don't have a child when they cross the border illegally, we can hold.
So what is Lauren Underwood saying? We know for a fact a third of them are not with their families. These are the kids that are being exploited. Tens of thousands just since the beginning of the year. What is her response? Well, you got to let them go. You mean with their sexual abusers and their child traffickers? With them? Should let them go? That's what we should do. That's not cruel. I mean, we literally have a cartel pipeline bringing kids in here for pedophiles. I mean, do you understand that? That is insanity. And the Democrats' sort choice is just let him go. Just let him go. Well, we shouldn't check. I mean, DNA test, that's an outrage. Said who? Elizabeth Warren? Senator Mazie Geronimo? She said not. We shouldn't do any DNA tests. Just let them go. You mean with their sex traffickers? Yeah. They have a right to be with their sex traffickers. Who maybe kidnapped them or brought them. It's just stunning, the lack of human compassion. When they could fix this so easily, but they refuse. They're too busy trying to impeach the president.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, this is a portion of the show where we honor those in the animal and the annals of criminal achievement who've gone above and beyond what anyone thought was possible. Who've gotten away with, well, what none of us think we'll ever get away with. I'm joking, of course. But this reads like a bad made-for-TV movie. The kind you watch and you go, so unbelievable, that would never happen in life. But this is South Carolina. And justice is a rare commodity here. I'll tell you what happened. The Fountain Inn Police Department has a summer youth camp. Good idea, right? Kids come through, they enjoy the camp, they have a positive experience with police officers that helps build them up for a positive experience through life. Okay, whatever. On and on and off. Well, that's where Officer Snellgrove met one of the camp attendees and counselors, a minor. He first sexually assaulted her. He's a police officer with Fountain Police Department. He was, anyway. He first sexually assaulted her at Frankie's Fun Park on Woodruff Road during one of the summer camp functions, but it didn't end there. He also had sexual relations with the 15-year-old girl in his patrol car, at times when he was on duty. Fabulous. Wow. The relationship, if you could call it that, he's in his 30s, she's 15, then continued. He would coerce her, according to the civil lawsuit, to skip school in order to sexually assault her in his patrol car, again, sometimes on duty, sometimes not. His name's Adam Snellgrove. Okay. What do you, just curiosity, ballpark, okay, in your mind. She's a minor. The age of consent, 16, in South Carolina. And those repeated sexual assaults were detailed in the arrest warrant. Nobody disputes that they happened. But they cut him a plea deal. Now, seriously, what do you think that's worth? You're a police officer. You're on duty some of the time. You meet the minor that you have sex with at the Fountain Inn Kitty Camp. She was, I guess, a counselor, assistant at the camp. You first abuse her at Fanky's Fun Park, but the fun doesn't end there. At least for him. What's that worth? No, I mean, how many years in prison you think? Like, what would be a reasonable sentence for that? What would you expect to get? Like in a normal, functional criminal justice atmosphere. And then there's the one we have here in South Carolina. I'll tell you what it got. 3 years. You think in 3 years, that's it? Oh, no, I don't mean 3 years in prison. No. I mean 3 years probation. Now, he did technically get 12 years in prison. But the judge suspended it. And dropped two of the charges as part of the plea deal. 3 years probation. Now, normally, I've been watching these cases for years. I'm very familiar with them. You've probably seen this in the news anyway. Normally, what they'll do in this kind of case, in a plea deal, is they'll say, okay, we won't make you do any prison time. And usually that's on much more minor charges than this. But you got to register as a sex offender. Because if you register as a sex offender, your life is total hell. Can't get a job. All your neighbors know you're going to be poor. You're going to be a pariah. It's just you almost can't exist. So it's the equivalent of being a leper in modern society. It induces pain. So, I mean, surely they made him register as a sex offender. No. No, they didn't. So parents won't see him coming. Police officer, folks. I mean, you want to talk about a betrayal of public trust? You want to talk about somebody who should have been made an example of? And it's not like he did it one time or anything. Or two or three or four. This is a betrayal of her parents. A manipulation of her. Dude is 33. Adam Snellgrove is his name. So a lot of you asked this morning, said we should really honor the judge and the prosecutors who made this happen. Well, that's Walt Wilkins' office. Ask him how this makes sense, because I can't make any sense of it. The disposition judge, the one who made the decision to accept this ridiculous plea deal, was one of our favorites. Repeat hits. Lets everybody out no matter what they do. Letitia Verdon, congratulations, judge. The assigned handling judge is Jonathan Anders. But Letitia Verdon made the decision to accept this absurd deal. Now, listen, I know what judges like this say. They don't answer my questions. But I know what judges like this would say. Well, the prosecution and the defense came to a plea deal. Yeah. They're idiots. You are the adult in the room. This is on you. This is on you. So they didn't go so far as to make him register as a sex offender, which they could have done as part of the plea deal. They didn't bother, which is sad. I mean, because nobody's going to see this guy going, he'll be right back at it. They can't help themselves. Not when they've already gotten a taste of it. I wrote about sex offenders for years. I attended a sex offender counseling group for, gosh, a long time, studied them, wrote about them. They can't stop. The only reason that they're ever able to stop is you put them on the sex offender registry and then everybody around them knows who they are. And they can't do what they do because everyone sees them coming. Didn't do that. There is no concern here for this girl, and there's absolutely no concern for future victims, and there will be future victims. It's outrageous. But anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. How does a police officer get away with that? He was fired, of course, from the Fountain End PD, and I don't want to cast aspersions on them. They didn't notice. They didn't know that they had hired a foul pedophile. Adam Snellgrove, folks. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina, but not if you want justice of any kind. All right, so Maxine Waters, Representative Maxine Waters, Mad Max, now saying
impeachment is inevitable.
Yeah. See, here's the problem Nancy Pelosi is facing. It's just last week, Pelosi was saying that she wasn't going to impeach the president. And then just yesterday morning, she was saying that he was engaged in a cover-up. See, but she wasn't going to impeach him. But then by later on that day, she decided that she might impeach him. This is how crazy they are. But I want to look at the background here. Here's the problem they have, okay? Latest Monmouth survey, that is an incredibly liberal biased pollster. You can almost take the results of their polls and throw them out. They're skewed to the left. And one of the ways they skew their polls to the left is by surveying only adults. And if you survey adults instead of voters, you get a much more liberal reaction and a much more uninformed reaction. If you survey likely voters, you're going to get a more realistic reaction, and usually it's going to be a more conservative one. So they stick to surveying adults. Even in surveying adults, when they asked, do you want to see President Trump impeached? 56% said no, and 39% said yes. This is not a winning issue for the Democrats. If they had actually surveyed voters or likely voters at 56% no among adults, it probably would have been in the mid-60s range for no. This is a losing issue for them. This is why Pelosi doesn't want to do it. She does not want to preside over the loss of the House and the regaining of the presidency by Donald Trump and take the blame for that. She does not. But the problem is that the Democrats have weaponized their base with lies. And the Democrats did it, but the media, taking their cue from the Democrats, as they always do, as to what reality is supposed to be painted as, went way too far. And I've been playing their clips for, gosh, a year now. Not only did Trump collude, not only was that known, it was a fact, he was actually a Russian agent controlled by Putin. Remember this? I mean, that was according to the New York Times commentators. That was according to Cuomo. That was according to everybody, man, Rachel Maddow, all of them. That was fact. And it was good times. They weaponized that, and they used it to drive their voters to the polls in 2018. As we all know now, they lied. The whole thing was a big, fat lie. And so Pelosi is in a desperate situation where they could lose all credibility with their base. Molly Hemingway, editor of The Federalist, nails Pelosi's problem. And this is why literally in a six-hour span, she can't figure out if she's going to impeach him or not. I mean, not only are her eyes spinning in their sockets like usual, her head's spinning too. She doesn't know what to do.
Adam Schiff is someone who claimed in the previous 2 years that he had evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia to steal the 2016 election, which obviously is not true because we just finished the Mueller report, and Mueller, who had all the same capabilities and more than Adam Schiff, did not find treasonous collusion. This is a difficult situation for them because they have a base that got whipped up into a frenzy through false reports that they participated in, and now they're wondering what happened. They put all their cards on this Mueller probe and came up with nothing, and it's very difficult for them to deal with.
AB.
Yeah. They got to come up with something that looks like something. Or else. You want evidence that this is the case? I'll give you evidence. CNN's ratings, one of the most fascinating declines I've ever seen. CNN ratings took an almost immediate 20% nosedive the day that the Barr summary came out. Bill Barr summary, remember, said no collusion. Not even any they didn't even have contacts with Russia. Some Russians tried to contact them, but they rebuffed it, as they should have. Instead of, like, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bill, who just went and gave speeches paid for by the Kremlin. Bill, $400,000 a pop. No one cares about that. Kremlin Bank paid him, and that was only the beginning of it. But they don't care about that. Well, CNN's ratings death spiral has continued. They lost 20% primetime that day, and they've never recovered. The lowest they've ever hit was in 2015. They had a 2015 low. They just hit it. And their key demographic, 25 to 54, which is the only demo that matters for network television, cable TV, all of them, radio too, really. Some exceptions, but yeah. So CNN's ratings have not recovered. People walked away and said, oh my gosh, y'all, you lied to us. This is fake news, and they've never come back. And they know this. So the media is in a panic. They got to get their credibility back if they're going to wreck Trump's life and continue to repress the Republicans with lies and have any kind of power in the political game. And the Democrats got to get their credibility back because their base is like, dude, I mean, when somebody is so clearly, obviously a Russian agent that you can tell by looking at him as he interacts with Putin, when that is a foregone conclusion, says the New York Times. Understandably, people expect their politicians to do something. And what happens when the lunatic fringe bark at the moon base doesn't get an impeachment? I mean, it's obvious that he should be impeached. They just don't show up. They give up. So Pelosi is in an impossible position. All right, texter writes, I'm a sex offender probation agent. We are constantly having to appeal judges' orders referencing the sex offender registry. State law requires offenders like Snellgrove to register. Wow. But the judges are contending they have the authority to waive state law. Whoa. So you're telling me that he should have registered as a sex offender and the judge let him off and didn't have the right to? We need to talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.